This is URN.
The Pulse Breakdown.
Okay, so it's just been Equal Pay Day in the UK, the day which marks when technically women are working for free until the end of the year, according to the current wage gap, which is 14.2%. There's been a great article on this from The Independent by Charlotte Noyan about the wage gap, which perfectly sums up a lot of the arguments surrounding this. It has a very effective byline which says, if you're female in the UK, what were you thinking? We're going to have to go ahead and dock your pay for that ridiculous oversight. The article also highlights a lot of key issues for women in the workplace, such as women being judged for being assertive as they will come off as bossy, to not be nice as it is an apparent career killer, and to wear just the right amount of makeup as wearing too much will give the impression that all you care about is your appearance, but wearing none at all is seen as completely unprofessional. It seems that women are being unfairly judged and discriminated against for the sole reason that they are female. The article also addresses how it is a difficult situation to rectify, since progress is said to have stalled in recent years, with a large gap remaining since the first legislation was passed in 1970. There's been major improvement, decreasing from 45% in 1970 to 14.2% now, but my question for all of you is this enough?
Well, clearly it isn't enough, because it should be equal between both sexes.
Definitely, yeah.
So... no matter that, so I guess if they are ever so slowly bridging the gap, then maybe we'll eventually get there.
Yeah, I think it's wrong as well that this is an average, so there will be some people who've been working for free from before this date as well.
Yeah, I mean, there was one statistic that jumped out at me, that the top 2% of earners in the country, the gap between their earnings is actually 54.9%, so it is a massive gap.
Okay, and
yeah, so it is a really shocking statistic. Apparently the top earners is where it's seen worst, but there are some good examples. For example, pharmacists, there's pretty much equal pay among them, but that is a very rare example where the pay is equal.
I mean, I think they need to look at where the issue is stemming from. I think it's because people don't know how much other people in their workplace are being paid, so they don't know how much to ask to get paid, if that makes sense. So they don't know that, for example, the males doing the same job as them get paid more, so they don't ask for a pay rise in the same way.
That was one of the issues that the article brought up, was that women just do not discuss the amount they're being paid with their male colleagues, and this would be a really good step in trying to bridge the gap, but unfortunately it does come off a lot of the time like women are being bossy or being too rude asking. But it is something that we need to ask, because obviously it's not changing.
I like read an article recently, I don't know if you've read, you must have heard of it, like Jennifer Lawrence like spoke about
how she felt
like there was a problem with the, you know, the wage gap, and she said that like the same thing, exactly what you're saying, that men negotiate their salaries and it's seen as kind of powerful and very manly, and but when women do it, it seems almost brat-like, and that they're not thankful for how much they're earning. And she said that in the beginning, she never used to negotiate her salary because she felt like she was making so much money anyway, it would look bad. But then she saw that her other male co-stars, like Bradley Cooper and stuff, were doing that. They were negotiating their salaries. And even though they're making millions, they were happy to do it. And she felt like that it was so unfair, because her managers and her bosses made her feel really like... you know, they made her feel like that she was less, and that it wasn't right for her to do it. But there was actually a wage gap between them, and it's like she actually like pulled the truth out in the article, and like Emma Watson like was supporting her in it.
Yeah,
it's really
good old Emma Watson.
Yeah.
So quite recently as well, Sienna Miller actually backed out of a production that she was part of. She was halfway through filming it and backed out of it because she found out that her male co-stars were earning almost twice as much as her.
Yeah.
And she was one of the stars, so it was, she was doing just as much work. And so that, I think, by putting it, like bringing it in the attention of the media, it's like really gonna get people talking.
Yeah. So why do you think it is that we as women are being paid less?
I think it's becoming sort of that connotation that it's a man's world. Like I was talking briefly about it before, that stuff, the higher paid jobs, you know, usually have men as the main like breadwinners, and especially like in law, barristers, men are mainly the main people there. When I went to the chambers, it was mainly men. I think I only saw two women, and I think that's why it's seen as a man's job, and that they are respected more as well. So I guess that kind of contributes to their salary. But it's so strange because women and men are doing exactly the same work, and they're being paid less. And I don't understand why. How can you just do it all based on gender because a person is different from the other? I just don't. It doesn't. It's such a strange concept.
I think it calls into question why women aren't getting the higher jobs or getting promotions, and why in this day and age it's still all men. Well, I'm saying all men. That is not true. That is not true at all. But majority men in powerful positions. I mean, I read recently that out of all the countries in the world, I think only 22 have women that are like the president or prime minister equivalent. And it's quite shocking that it's such a low number. But then you don't know if it's people not being able to get into politics. I'm going a bit off topic here, but yeah, it's difficult to tell whether it's women actually going up for the opportunities or if they're being rejected. You just don't know.
Should it really be a case of it being viewed in negative light? Obviously, some women are going to, I know that, potentially settle down and they won't want to be so career driven. Is that potentially a reason as to why they aren't getting the high paid jobs, or as to why they aren't getting paid as much?
I'm not sure. It's quite a difficult one because I feel like it's any woman's right to do whatever job she chooses. If she wants to stay at home with the children, that's absolutely fine. That's her choice. But it's the women that are really career driven, trying to get to the higher roles and not being able to because they are women. That's when it really comes into question.
No, I really do. I very much agree. I'm really surprised that the pay gap hasn't been bridged yet. It's quite shocking that it's still around in this present day, considering just everything else.
Yeah, I mean, David Cameron has said that apparently he wanted to bridge the wage gap in our generation, but the first legislation was in 1970. That's a whole working life of a person since then, and still there's a 14.2% gap. I mean, it's quite scary that it's been over 40 years, nearly 50 years, and still there is such a big gap.
So what can women do to bridge the gap?
I mean, talk to their employers and try and see where there is disparity between wages, and try and just do it through communication.
Yeah, I think communication is key, and I also think they need to send out a message that we are, just because we are women doesn't mean that it's different, that if a man does the same thing and I'm doing the same thing, I don't think there's any reason for a disparity in salary. So I think, yeah, definitely you need to communicate. I think also it's because women are not saying anything, that they're also being taken advantage of, because women are not confident enough to say anything, then when it's nothing's going to happen. It's only when we vouch for it then something is going to happen. So I think, like Jennifer Lawrence and like everyone else is saying, go and say something and actually fight for what you want,
what you deserve.
Yeah, exactly.
Next up on the Pulse, we have a story about unpaid internships. So London Zoo has been criticised for advertising a job vacancy seeking an unpaid intern with a master's degree. Complaints say London is a very expensive city and the cost of living is so high. The vacancy was for a highly qualified university graduate to help run a global conservation project for 6 months for free. Whilst the job does offer reimbursement for travel costs of up to the maximum equivalent of a weekly zone 1-6 travel card, a careers advice site, Graduate Fog, said while the London Zoo's dedication to animal welfare is commendable, the same cannot be said for its commitment to the welfare of its own junior staff. In not paying wages for this role, you are also ensuring that it is out of reach to all of those those who family have the financial means to support them living in London for 6 months without earning. The advice site was unimpressed by this dismissive reply from the zoo's HR department, which stated, "We ensure that voluntary opportunities offer valuable experience and personal development, with many former placements leading to conservation careers at ZSL or other leading NGOs." Firstly, what do you think of unpaid internships, especially as this one is asking for graduates in London?
Unpaid internships is always a bit of a tricky one, because I feel like internships are great in theory because you need the experience in that particular field, but when you're living in London, it's such an expensive city anyway, and if it's just alienating anyone that isn't in zones 1 to 6, really. I mean, I only live slightly outside of London, but I would still be having to pay to get into zone 1 every day. Like, even that tiny bit of cost, like, that adds up over a year if you haven't got another source of income. So I think it's quite unfair.
I think it's also a case of, like, it's not just London, it should be across the whole of the UK. And also, minimum wage is not that high either, so even a minimum wage internship would also be difficult to get by on, I think.
I think you can look at it on the flip side, though, and think about the fact that there are people who will pay money to go and do conservation type work, and this is a conservation project. People will pay money to go and do conservation work in weird parts of the world, like all sorts of exotic countries, just so that they could say that they've done it. So, I mean, you're not paying any money, you're not losing money, you're still going to pay your daily living costs.
So do you feel that it favours students with the finances to do this?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you would need to have... Like,
you'd need to have mummy and daddy to fall back on.
Yeah. Yeah, basically.
Well, a graduate has spoken out to defend this controversial job vacancy and insists it is possible to live in London based on their expenses without coming from a wealthy background. The graduate had worked at the zoo before and said she did not feel like she had been exploited during her time with the zoo. She also added that no one at CSL is in it for the money, as it's about making a difference for the future of wildlife. The ad has recently been taken down, and the director, Fiona Evans, said that we are reviewing our internship scheme at CSL to enable us to better offer our conservation placements to a wide audience. So with that said, are you still set in your minds that you have to have a wealthy background to...
Well, just because it's one girl who said that they coped with it, that doesn't mean that everybody else can. I mean, some people will not be able to make the rent in London, and that's not their fault, it's just their background.
I also think that, like, with an internship, I think, especially in London, I think students really do need the money. And especially when you're doing work, you do feel like you should be paid for it, especially when you're over 18. I think at that point you want to be with a master's degree. Exactly. You want to have some money, and you have to pay for all these things. And to just do work for free, it's not like a work experience. It is an internship, and they should be offering at least some source of money towards it. Even, like, I can say now that when I was 15 and I did some volunteering for... teaching how children to swim who had disabilities, I was paid, like, at the end of the month, like, a small amount. But even though it was such a small amount, it just kind of shows that thank you for your work. In the same way, I think in an internship should be giving them something, if anything, if it's trying to help the wildlife, you're still thanking them for their work in some way.
It does help with their experience to get a job in further placements, but also they were getting some form of reimbursement with the train guards.
But they are asked to spend £36,000 on their education, yeah. Assuming it's just a 4 years master's, and then coming to work for free. I think it's taking liberties.
This is very much a reality for a lot of students who are leaving university, that they do then end up with a lot of unpaid internships because you need the experience and you're just not going to be able to get a graduate job. I actually feel that you could probably fall back on your student loan a little bit. If you save it up, it could really support you when you are going out into the world.
Yeah.
How many students do you know budget well enough to save up?
But I also think about the wealthier background thing. I think, okay, that's your background. As an individual, are you wealthy? As a student, no. You're like, that's your parents' money. You want to have money for yourself. And I think that's really bad to define people by their background. Like, oh, she's from a wealthier background, so she can afford to have, like, a free internship. That's, like, so bad, because she's working as much as any other person will be and deserves money. So I still don't think that defines, like, that's your background. That's not what you're earning necessarily, is it?
That is very much the case, actually, that a lot of people will get judged on their background. And if it can further them in their career, then they would obviously just say, well, why not? Yeah. Especially with something like this, where it's voluntary for conservation. That's what I tried to say.
with a lot of other different types of experience with this, you would have to go abroad, and that would actually cost you. So you'd actually have to pay. So maybe people would be interested in doing something like this, where it's a bit cheaper.
Yeah, I think that's a really good point. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I know in a lot of different industries, internships, unpaid or otherwise, they are invaluable for getting a job in the future. And as you said, if it's likely to lead on to a job in conservation, then I think it's a great thing to do if you have the means to do it. For example, I've been looking at a lot of marketing things because I'm a fourth year, I'm graduating soon. So I'm having to look at careers now, and quite a lot of marketing jobs require you to have at least some kind of work experience or internships. And just trying to get an internship alone is near on impossible. So to give a good scheme like this in Britain for this very niche thing, it's good.
Okay. What do you think about obviously work experience? Do you think like that's okay for it to be unpaid as well?
I think it depends how long it is. If it's a few days, then I think that's fine. But if it's anything more than a few weeks, then I think it should be paid. Or it should start off being unpaid, and then if they think that you're doing, like, a bit like a probation, if they think you're doing a good job, then they can reward you for it. That also gives an incentive to work for it, because obviously if you're not getting paid, you know, you want the experience, but there are some people that just go in just for the sake of it, really.
Yeah, that's true.
I definitely think that... I know. I really feel that if you're not being paid and it's experience, especially whilst you're still a student, it's completely fine. Because you really do need that experience. It's invaluable, and if you're, it's just gonna get you somewhere, really.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. We've had a message in from Charlie, our reporter who's not here today. She thinks that not paying for the internship is fair enough. If they stated it in the advertisement, the graduates know what they are getting into, and it gives them experience. So get a second job if you need the money.
Yeah, very good point, Charlie. I agree.
Yeah, that's a good point there.
I think that's fair enough, because if you do know what you're getting into, and if you knew that it was a free internship, then I guess you know what you're signing up for, so you wouldn't expect anything less. I think it's more of a thing that if you're doing a lot of work and then it's sprung upon you that this is for free, like, you're not going to get paid, that's different. But if in a way you do know what you're going, because like a lot of like magazine internships and stuff, they're all unpaid, but loads of people go up for them because it's good experience, and it's an invaluable experience, and it's, you're like working on their money rather than having to pay for it for yourself, for all the experience that you're getting. So I think that's how they see it, and that's why it's unpaid. So yeah, I get her point.
It's a horrible thing to think of, but as when you guys eventually graduate, would you take any unpaid work?
Yes.
I need it. I'm applying to everything. Too. You just need it in certain industries.
Yeah.
I would take it, but like not as a last resort. But obviously, like, I'd want something that's paid. But obviously, I'd be equally happy to get something unpaid if I can. And if it's amazing experience that I can't get anywhere else, then I don't think the money would matter so much.
All right then. Well, it's interesting that we all think that we should be paid, but.
But in the end,
we're just going to go for those unpaid internships anyway.
This is URN.
The Pulse Breakdown.